Okay, good morning, everyone. It is great to be back after a few weeks off for Pesach, and great to be learning together again. I hope that everyone had an enjoyable Yontif and was able to calm down and breathe a little bit afterwards before we get ready for the next one. So something funny happened late last week. I am a big voice noter on WhatsApp. I spend a lot of my day responding to messages. I happen to find that a voice note is much easier than a text message. First of all, it's quicker than sitting there. I'm not such a great typer. And I can express myself and express emotion. So much of how we express ourselves is tone, that I like to send voice notes. My wife will never send a voice note, and she doesn't even listen to a voice note. Not if I send it, and not if anyone else sends it. She doesn't like, she thinks the whole thing is she doesn't like voice notes. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're compatible. I don't know if that made it to the Shidduch resume yet, whether you into texts or voice notes, but she doesn't understand the whole thing. But in any event, we were in the car, we were driving, and a voice note came in from a friend of mine. So we're in the car, it's on Bluetooth CarPlay. So I hit the play, it's a friend of mine from Eretz Yisrael. And he leaves me a message, a question and learning, a thing, something that happened to him on Yontif, someone he saw, but a friend of ours. And the end of the conversation, he ends with, "I love you, I love you." My wife looked at me and said, "Did he just say he loves you?" Like, yeah, he loves me. And I said, "You say that to him also?" Sometimes. She says, you love him. What is that? What? Me? I thought, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean he loves you? What does it mean? Did you say that to all your friends? Like, what? She doesn't listen to my messages. What does that mean? He really told you he loves you? I said, yeah. And I said, you know what? Maybe he's just fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. V'hafla recha kamolcha. Doesn't that mean that he has to love me? So she, you know, rolled her eyes because, you know. I want to talk today about v'hafla recha kamolcha. Now, what's amazing is that this happened, it was right after Yontif. On Yontif, here in the shul, on the last day of Yontif, we had a guest speaker, Rav Parnas, I believe Rav Moshe Baruch, maybe Baruch Moshe Parnas, who's a Rosh Kollel in Hollywood, Florida. He is the father-in-law of Rav Dovi Grossman, a Grossman who moved to town this past summer. He speaks in the Young Family Union. He spoke at Shal Shudas this past week. His wife, Leah Grossman, gave the shir, if you remember, before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on the Machzor. So her father came for Yontif, and he gave a 45-minute shir the last day of Yontif between Mincha Marv about the mitzvah of V'hafta Recha Kamocha. And the premise of his shir was that there's no mitzvah to love people. There's no mitzvah to love people. There's a mitzvah how to treat people, which we'll go through that. There's no mitzvah to love people. There's no such thing. He quoted, I don't know, he went through maybe 10 different Rishonim who all understand the mitzvah V'hafta Recha Kamocha differently. We don't have a mitzvah to actually love people. Rabbi Luban was sitting there, and you could tell he was quite upset. Not upset at the person, but he was shaking his head pretty seriously throughout the shir. I thought maybe he was a better poker player. I noticed, I mean, he's sitting in the front so no one can see. I'm looking right at him. He's shaking his head. And right when the shir is over, after Meiriv, while everyone else is running home to put away the kalim and Pesach and the chametz, they were back and forth for a good. Rabbi Luban says, "What do you mean? There's no mitzvah to love people. That's v'hafta recha kamocha. That's what we do." It. They're going back and forth. Okay. The next day, I followed up with Rabbi Luban. He was telling me some of his proofs. This past Shabbos, so Rabbi Dovi Grossman, the son-in-law of the person who spoke at Shal Shudas, and he said, "I want to tell you why I think my father-in-law is wrong, and I'm not just saying that because he's my father-in-law." And he quoted it in a beautiful Ibn Ezra. And in light of that and this conversation with my wife, my dear friend Menashe, telling me that he loves me, I want to learn a little bit, and almost we're going to take what's an inspirational a topic and approach it from somewhat of an intellectual standpoint, and hopefully come to a greater understanding of that mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, which is a mitzvah, however you understand it, incumbent on each of us who are we're living in a time where there's certainly a heightened focus on Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha and Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Chinam. So let's explore together. If you take a look at the first page, the Psukim in Kedoshim, and I think it's important in context, the Psukim leading up to Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha, these are the Psukim directly in front of Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha, have a litany of losases, of lavin, of prohibitions that you can't do, and most of them relate to Ben Adam L'Chavero, to how we treat our fellow individuals. Losashok es Re'acha, you can't defraud your friend or a fellow Jew. Lo Sigzol, you can't steal. Lo Salin Pe'ulas Sacher, you can't hold back and wages of a laborer at Boker until the morning. Lo Sakalo Cheresh, you can't curse or insult a deaf person. Lifnei Iver Lo Tite Michshol, you don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So we're talking about prohibitions and how we treat individuals, all types of individuals. Workers, those who are vulnerable, losasu avel b'mishpat. Excuse me. Don't render an unfair judgment. Losisa pneidal. Do not favor the poor. Velosedar pneigadol. Don't show deference to the rich. But tzedek tishpot amisecha. You should judge everyone favorably with tzedek. Losedach rachil b'mecha. Don't talk rechilus. Don't stand by when your friend's blood is being spilled. That's true if you're dealing with their money or their life. Protect people. Don't hate your fellow in your heart. Here you have an asay, a rebuke, admonish when someone's doing something wrong. However, don't embarrass him. The next pasuk is the source too. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. And then the Torah says, Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Love your friend like yourself. Ani Hashem, we'll come back to that at the end. Why over here do you have Ani Hashem? We know Hashem is Hashem. We don't need those words to conclude every mitzvah, every pasuk. We'll come back to that at the end. You have a mitzvah in the Torah, Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It's a mitzvah that Rabbi Akiva famously said, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It's such an important rule. It's a song that our people sing when they're little. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. What is the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha? And I'm not asking what is love and define from your love. What is the mitzvah? Because the Ramban has two very strong questions on this mitzvah. Asks the Ramban, I want to see it inside, just so we see. In source number 3. The Ramban says, "V'tam ve'ahavta recha kamocha haflaga." The Ramban says it is an overstatement. It's not to be taken literally. Why? Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam sheyehov es chavero ke'ahavaso es nafsho. Now, what the Ramban is not asking, which others ask, is how could the Torah mandate emotions? That's a valid question. The Mefarshim asked that question on, let's say, Losachmo, the prohibition not to be jealous. How, if you're jealous, you're jealous. How can you believe in Hashem and love in Hashem? That's discussed. The Ramban's asking differently. The Ramban's asking, V'ahavta l'recha, if you stop there, I understand. Love your friend. What does kamocha mean? Like yourself. Is it possible that you could love a fellow individual, like you love yourself? Now, a spouse, yes, there's some who quote the Arizal that Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha is really referring to a spouse. The Arizal does not exist. Certainly, Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha also refers to a spouse, but clearly it's not just referring to a spouse. Is it possible maybe we love our children like we love ourselves? But l're'acha, is it possible to love every Jew as much as we love ourselves? The Ramban said it's impossible. Lo yikabel lev ha'adam. A person's heart can't accept that. Sheyehov es chavero ke'avaso es nasho. A very strong question. Is it really possible to think about the people besides your family who you love, your closest friends? You love them as much as yourself? I mean, how many people would you really, so to speak, take a bullet for? Maybe we have a couple. The expression, I think, is foxhole friends. I mean, how many do we really have? Is it possible you're going to love a fellow Jew as much as yourself? Now, just to strengthen this question, the Mesilas Yesharim, we'll come back to the rest of the Ramban in a minute. In the next source, the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about how people fight and people argue and people have all kinds of rationales and calculations why they don't have to treat people well. So take a look at the end of the line, in the end of that first line in source number 4. He says, Al Kain Ba Torah, the Torah comes, the Kala Klal Shakol Nichlal Bo. The Torah gives you a rule which everything is included in. V'ahav to l'reicha kamocha. Love your friend like yourself. And says the Mesilas Yesharim, kamocha b'li shum hefresh. Which means, like yourself without any difference. Kamocha b'li chilukim. Like yourself without any distinctions. B'li tachbulos umazilos, without strategies, without ploys. Not wink wink, kamocha. It means kamocha. Love a friend like you love yourself. Kamocha mamish. So the Ramban is asking, how is it possible? The Torah tells us, nothing the Torah tells us is impossible. The Torah only obligates us things that we can do, as much as we think sometimes they're challenging, they're hard. How could it be? The Torah only obligates things that are feasible to do. So says the Ramban, how could it be that the Torah obligates me to love a fellow like I love myself? It's impossible. Very strong question. Question number 2 of the Ramban is, wait a second, Va'od. We're back down to source number 3. Shekvar bar Rabbi Akiva. We're on the same page. If you looked at the English from the Mesilas Yesharim, you have to go back a page. In source number 3, the end of that first line, after the Ramban asks his first question, the Ramban adds, Va'od. Shekvar bar Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, Zekla gadol b'torah, v'yahav to l'reicha kamocha. The same Rabbi Akiva teaches us, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha v'recha. Your life comes before the life of your friend. What's that referring to?
A boat. When you're on a boat.
Well, not a boat. The Gemara says, talking about a desert. You're walking through the desert. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a great ethical question. Two people are walking in the desert and they're both thirsty. If they don't drink, they will die. And one person has a jug of water. If Reuven drinks it, Shimon's going to die. If Shimon drinks it, Reuven's going to die. If they both drink half of it, they're both going to die. So what should you do?
Share.
So the first opinion of the Gemara says share and you both die. You should, the first opinion of the Gemara, I think it's Benzoma, if I remember, says you both drink because you can't watch your friend die while you live. Rabbi Akiva says absolutely not. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha kodmin. V'chai achicha amach, your friend shall live with you. We have to take care of other people. But your own life comes first. Your life comes, that's Rabbi Akiva. The same Rabbi Akiva who says, Zeh kol gadol b'torah, v'ahavta, it's not a contradiction. V'ahavta recha kamocha, but chayecha kodmin. You have to take care of yourself first. Before you worry about everyone else, you worry about yourself. So ask the Ramban, how could it be that you love your friend as much as you love yourself? You come first. You have to love yourself a little bit more. Chayecha kodmin, the same Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva, I think people make a mistake there. Rabbi Akiva is the author of V'ahavta Recha Kamocha. He's not. Who's the author of V'ahavta Recha Kamocha? God. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. But says the Ramban, again, two questions. Number one, it's impossible. It's impossible that a person could feel or be expected or even feel the love for other individuals like they love for themselves. Question number one. Question number two, it's how could it be? Rabbi Akiva says your own life comes first. So v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha could be really close. You could get really close to kamocha, but you can't get to kamocha, and you shouldn't get to kamocha because you come first. These are Ramban's two questions on the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Very, very strong questions. And because of this, the Ramban says what many of the Rishonim say, and this is what the Rav who was here, where he went. The Ramban and others go with the Gemara in Shabbos. It's a well-known Gemara in source number 5. Let's just read a couple lines together. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that a Gentile came to Shammai And he said, convert me on condition that you teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing on one foot. It means, give me one principle that the whole Torah is based on. What is the most important, the most foundational mitzvah? Shuv Maisa B'Goyachad in source number 5, Shabbat Shammai, a Gentile came in front of Shammai, Shammai. Amar Lo, he said to him, Gayarini Amanasha Talamdeni Kol Torah Kula, teach me the whole Torah, Kishani Omid Al Regal Achas, when I'm standing on one foot. Dechafo Ba'amas Abinyan Shibiyado. Shammai didn't just push him away, he pushed him away with the measuring stick that was in his hand. Now, I am not old enough to have been beaten with a measure stick in yeshiva. I probably deserved it often, and I was, I never got the ruler. I had a old teacher's fingernails go into my ears because I wouldn't eat kashavarna. That's a whole other story. She was a Holocaust survivor, and she couldn't bear to see any student not eat whatever the food was. And I refused to eat the kashav varnishkas, and I, to this day, I can't look at kashav varnishkas. But I never got the ruler. But those who did, and speaking to people in, that's my parents' generation, it was rather common. This the source for this is Gemara, maybe. Shammai pushed him away with the stick. So Balas Nehillel, he comes to Hillel. Amazing, he didn't give up. It's also an important lesson. Gairi, Hillel converted him. Hey, it's fascinating from a halachic standpoint. It sounds from the Gemara, they converted him right away. A person wants to convert, we teach them halacha, we teach them Torah. There's a process. What does this mean? The Hillel just converted him on the spot? Okay, not for now, it's something to think about. So Amar Lo, and he said to him, what is the one rule? The alecha sani lechavrach lo savid. What is hated to you, don't do to your friend. Okay, why does he say it in the negative as opposed to what you do want to do to your friend? That's a good question, also not for now. But the alech hasani, what you don't want done to you, what's hated to you, don't do to your friend. Zo hi kol ha-Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. Zek klal gadol b'Torah. This is similar to Rabbi Akiva. Zo hi kol ha-Torah kula. This is the whole Torah. The idach, pirushu. Everything else is just an explanation. Zeal, gemor, go learn. The whole Torah is what you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. The Mefarshim on this Gemara, the Maharsha and others say, what's he referring to? V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, that mitzvah, which includes so many things, as we'll see in a minute, means what you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. And says the Ramban, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and a whole slew of Mefarshim, that is the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. The mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha means, in the words of some Rishonim, don't do to others. Don't mistreat people. Don't call people names. Don't steal their money. Don't do things that you wouldn't want done to yourself. It's not an emotion. It's not mandating you to love anybody. It's mandating you to treat people as you would want treated and not to treat people the way you wouldn't want to be treated. But there is no mitzvah to actually love people. You could be, sorry, Lubin had such a hard time with. You could be a phony. You could not like a person because they bother you, they annoy you, you don't like the way they look. I don't know, you could not like a person. But if you treat them well, and you don't do to them what you wouldn't want done, and you do to them what you wouldn't want done, you could mekayim the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, because there's no obligation to actually love anyone in your heart. The obligation is to treat people a certain way. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say this in source number 6. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, this is on our parsha, the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, mitzvah, and you have the English under the Hebrew, mitzvah Avas Yisrael, le'ehov kol echad miYisrael Avas Nefesh, to love everyone. Now, if you stop there, it would be great. You have to love anyone. Then he adds in one important word, kolomar. The word kolomar means, in other words, meaning to say, when things are not simple, or when you're going to explain things in a way which is maybe different than the simple understanding of the word, you say kolomar. Kolomar, meaning to say. Meaning, what is this mitzvah to love people? What do you mean, love people? Why does he have to say anything else? I love you. No, Kolomar, shenachmol al Yisrael, that you should have compassion for Jewish people, va'amamono, and on their possessions, kimo shadam chomel al atzmo, like you would have compassion on yourself, shenemar v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to love your friend. Va'omru zichronu mevracha, Chazal say, quotes our Gemara, de'alecha sani l'chavricha lo savid. Meaning, the understanding of the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to yourself. It's not to love people. How can you love someone like you love yourself? You could treat anyone like you treat yourself. You could do that. You could not do to others what you wouldn't want done to yourself. But to love people, there's no mitzvah. V'amru b'sifra, he quotes a sifra, Amar Bikiva, Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. What does that mean, Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah? Klomar, again, meaning to say, Shahar Be Mitzvot Shebetorah Tulios Bach. There's so many mitzvos in the Torah that are included in V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. For example, She'oev Chaver Kinaf, so love your friend, Lo Yikno Bimenu, Mamoni, you won't steal from him. Lo Yinafes Ishto, you won't take their spouse. V'lo Yanehu B'Mamon, you won't take advantage of him monetarily. You won't say a negative word about him or her. You won't encroach their property. You won't damage them in any way. There's so many mitzvos that are dependent on treating people a certain way. Anyone with has any intellect at all understands that so many of our problems and the issues come from how we treat people. Says the Chinuch, and I'll read one more line on the bottom, Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua, the root of this mitzvah, V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, is Ki Kemo She'yasehu B'Chaveiro, Kein Yaseh Chaveiro Bo. What your friend would do to you, or what you would want your friend to do to you, you should do to them, U'Bezeh Heyei Shalom Ben Abrios. So the Sefer HaChinuch is saying something unbelievable, and Rabbi Parnas, when he came to give the shir, he showed in his mind that all the Rishonim, I don't think it's all the Rishonim, but he was saying that all the Rishonim take the same approach, which it kind of shook people up a little bit. What does that mean? We talk about I love every Jew. V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. There's no mitzvah, he says. There's no mitzvah to love. It's a mitzvah of action. It's how you treat people is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But how you feel, it's a very, as Rabbi Grossman said on Shabbos, it's a very litvisher way of looking at the mitzvah. It's cold, it's taking out any heart from the mitzvah. How do I feel about you? It doesn't matter. I know what I do. I could do, I could act, I could speak, I could not harm, but there's no mitzvah to love. And this is what he ended up his shiur with, going through Rishon after Rishon after Rishon after Rishon, who all say the same thing. Yes.
Because the word that really bothers is ve'ahavta. There's no person does not really love himself. It would have been easier to say ve'chibadta, that you should respect your fellow man, right, that you respect yourself. It's the ve'ahavta. That's what's very hard to accept. One does not really love, but the meaning of the word love, like you love your wife, like you don't really love yourself. You respect yourself and you know what you should do, and you wouldn't want to do it.
Right. In general, though,
yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
The word, you know, this is not the Shalom Bayis course, but the word love.
No,
I understand. But the word love, even yes, in regards to a spouse and what that means, that I've had many Talmidim who, in their dating process, have struggled with this question: was am I supposed to love her? What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? What is that feeling? What is that emotion? So you're right. But the Torah uses it, so it,
yes,
it's right,
yes,
right.
And then that would have been easier if you said about it. But that's what we take out of.
Right.
That's why
they're right.
The Mefarshim
took. So the Mefarshim are saying that they're right. Right. They're also bothered by the Kamocha.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, it's not so simple. If you turn the page, this is what Rabbi Dovi Grossman pointed out on Shabbos. He pointed out in Ibn Ezra, which is great. Ibn Ezra in Parsha Shmos and Aseret Dibros says that all mitzvos can be split up into three categories. There's mitzvos of the heart, there's mitzvos in speech, and there's mitzvos that we do in actions. The Ibn Ezra doesn't go through all 613, but he says that all mitzvahs are either mitzvahs that we fulfill in our heart, we fulfill by talking verbally, or in actions. Okay? So Ibn Ezra writes over here, it's on the top of page 3 in source 7, Cha mitzvahs al gimel dvarim. Ha'achas mitzvahs alev, ha'beis mitzvahs aloshon, speech, tongue, ha'gimel mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs of action. U'mitzvahs halev al shnei derachim. Within mitzvahs halev, there's two paths. Mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. There's the positives and the negatives. The mitzvahs and the prohibitions. And then the Ibn Ezra starts to list for us the mitzvahs asay that are in the heart. V'hine mitzvahs asay, v'yahavta Hashem elokecha, love Hashem. There's no action. U'ladavka, but cling to Hashem. U'liyiras Hashem, fear Hashem. Hanichbad, the honorable one. And v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. That is a mitzvah of the heart. Wait a second. According to all these other Rishonim, it's not a mitzvah of the heart. It's a mitzvah of action. The Torah is not mandating us to feel the emotion, to love. The Torah is mandating us to act. Do to others what we would want done. Don't do to others what we wouldn't want done. The Ibn Ezra seems not that way. The Ibn Ezra is saying that the mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is a mitzvah shebelev. It's a mitzvah you fulfill in your heart. It means the feeling, the emotion, what we feel for another Jew is the mitzvah. It seems to be clear that the Ibn Ezra is not learning like all those other Rishonim. There's a great proof. There's a Rambam as well. The Rambam, the next source, says mitzvah kol adam lehov is kol echad echad mishral kegufo. There's a mitzvah for a person, every person, to love every other Jew like they love themselves. Shenemar, v'haftarecha kamocha. Lefichach means therefore. That doesn't mean kolomar. The Rambam doesn't say kolomar, as if to say, meaning to say, lefichach. Therefore, you should speak about them, you should treat them well. But there's a mitzvah simply to love every Jew. So you do have Rishonim. So even if you're going to tell me that the whole group of Rishonim learned the other way, you do have Rishonim, Ibn Ezra, and a Rambam that seem to say that there's a mitzvah actually to love. And I thought of my own, I don't want to say proof for this because it comes later, the Arizal, and this is printed in some Sidurim, and I actually printed up a couple hundred stickers for the phone for this and printed up banners in the shul, but I never ended up hanging it up. The Arizal has in his Siddur that before you daven, you should say, you take a look in source number 10, you should mikabel on yourself the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Unbelievable. Before you daven. Some people give tzedakah before they daven. The Arizal writes, is the bottom of on the page in source number 10, the kodem sheyispalo yichavein l'kabel la mitzvah saseh v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Before a person davens, they should accept on themselves the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. And he skipped the next paragraph. He says you should say, Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah saseh v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. I'm accepting on myself this mitzvah. V'hareini oev kol ben Yisrael kenafshi modi. And I love every Jew like I love myself and I love my possessions. So clearly, he's understanding that the mitzvah is not just to do. It's a mitzvah to love. There is a mitzvah. I'm not bringing a proof from the Arizal against the Ramban. The Ramban came well before the Arizal, but the Arizal seems to be going, and it makes sense in Kabbalistic, Hasidic, and the Arizal wasn't Hasidus came much later than the Arizal, but in Kabbalistic thought, there is more of an emphasis on emotions, but the Arizal also is understanding, like I think the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, that there is actually a mitzvah to love. There's actually a mitzvah to love. Now, what we have to do now is, but the Ramban's question was a very good question. How can you love someone like you love yourself? Is that possible? That's what we started with. The Ramban's question was such a, the question that the Ramban had, which led him to say that there's no mitzvah to love, the mitzvah is to do, and the mitzvah is not to do. It's how we treat. And now I'm telling you that the Rishonim will learn not that way. What do they do with the Ramban's question? So Rudovi Grossman sent us to amazing insight, which is in the introduction to for the Sefer Shari Yosher. Shari Yosher was written by Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop was one of the great Rashi Yeshiva in Europe before the war. He passed away right before the Holocaust. His yeshiva was the Grudda Yeshiva. Shimon Shkop was a brilliant Talmud Chacham. The Sefers of the real, real heavy duty lumdis and learned in yeshivas, but he has an introduction which someone actually put together, an amazing Hebrew English version. You can find it online. It's called Widen Your Tent. It's as you'll see why in a minute. And he asks another question on this week's Parsha. Rav Shimon Shkop asks, at the beginning of the Parsha, says, Kedoshim to you. I apologize. Dabra b'nei shal v'mar t'aleyem, Kedoshim to you. You should be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem okechem, because I am holy. And he quotes a medrash. The medrash says on this pasuk that you would think you should be as holy as me. You would think yachal kamoni. You would think that the Torah is telling you should be as God saying be as holy as me. No, that's what the Torah says. Ani Hashem, you can't be as holy as me. I am the only one. And ask for Shimon Shkop. What does that mean? Be as holy as God. What is it to be holy? The Ramban says means to distance yourself from sin. Others say distance yourself from unnecessary physical pleasure. That's not relevant to God. So what does that mean? You have a havamina, a thought that you could be as holy as God? What does that mean? So explains Rav Shimon Shkop. And we have some time. Let's read a little bit in source number 11, the top of page 4. This is what he writes with this English translation. He says, "In Yomar Adam, lachnia es tivo." No, I don't want to read it outside. I want to hold off on the reading inside. The Rav Shimon Shkop explains that the point of life is to be like God. And what does that mean? It means to do for others. God is the ultimate nosein. He's the ultimate giver. He's constantly and always giving. We should try to be, to resemble God, is to live for other people, to do for other people. And he says, if your entire essence and everything you do is driven for other people, and the intention is, how can I provide for others and help society? So what happens is, you become godly. You become like God. So says Rav Shimon Shkop, that's what it means. Yachal kamoni. You would think you could be totally selfless and mevatel yourself so much that you're on... The answer is you can't. Hashem is Hashem. And you also have to live for yourself. Hashem doesn't live at all for himself. But the point of life is to live for others. And then explains Rav Shimon Shkop. And I want to read on the bottom of page 4. He says as follows. He's talking about the second to last paragraph on page 4. V'hinei, im bashkofa rishona, rikshe ahavas atzmo, v'rikshe ahavas zulaso, heim kitsaros zulazu. At first glance, love for oneself and love for their fellow are like co-wives. They don't exist. Aval aleinu l'shtadel l'ha'amik b'zeh, limso ha'segula ha'ma'acheves osam, acharei kishneyam doresh Hashem me'itanu. If we think about it, we could find a commonality. We could find a way to have both. After all, we have to have both because Hashem expects it. So if Hashem expects it, there has to be a way. So look what he says. V'segula hi, the way is, she'izbarer v'yiz'ames etzel adam, echuso shel ha'ani shalom. A person has to think about and understand what is his ani. What is me? I am me. What is my ani? Ki bezeh yumdad ma'alas kol adam lefi madrigaso. Every person is going to be judged based on how they understand their ani, their circle, their tent. Turning the page. Ha'ish, ha'gas, v'ha'shafel, the person who's coarse and lowly, kol ani shelo, mitzumtzum rak b'chomro v'gufo. His ani is restricted to substance and body. Lamala mimenu, above him, mishemargesh ani shelo, hu murkav miguf v'nefesh. So a little bit bigger is you're not just living. There's some people live for their body. Everything's about physical. Someone who understands that ani is more than the physical expands it. There's the physical and there's the spiritual. There's a guf and there's nefesh. Ulamala mizeh. Someone who's a little bit greater than that expands his ani a little bit further. Mishemaknis le haani shelo b'nei beso umishpachto. His household and his family is part of his ani. That's part of me. Who I am is my family, my house. However, va'ish haholech al pi darko haTorah, a person who's going with darach haTorah, ha'ani shelo kolel is kol am Yisrael. His ani is not just me. It's not just my house, my address, my family, my extended family. It's all of Klal Yisrael. Shebe'emes kol ish Yisrael hu rak ke'ever miguf ha'uma ha'Yisraelis. Every person in Klal Yisrael is just like a limb on the body of this nation. Says Rav Shimon Shkop that the goal is ani. Yes, you're supposed to live for yourself. You have to love yourself more than you love anyone else. But the question is, what does that mean, yourself? Is me just Sari Amulski? What else is included in me? If we all understand intuitively that spouse, children, parents, family is our part of our ani. It's not that I love myself and I love my children or my spouse. That's me. That's part of who I am. And then for some people, it's their closest friends. But if we get to the point that we look at all of Klal Yisrael as part of me, that we're one, so then you expand the ani and then you're able to love someone like you love yourself, because there's not someone and myself. The someone is myself. It's expanding the ani. It's widening the tent. It's a recognition that what I am, what I'm living for, is beyond myself. It happens to be that it makes sense that Rav Shimon Shkop said this, because the story is told that there was a student who wanted to go learn in yeshiva. His parents had no money. They said, "You want to go, you could go, but we don't even have money for transportation, for a train." So he went, he traveled 2 weeks, carriage, horse, walked, he knocked on doors to stay, eat the scraps, he gets to the yeshiva, he goes to Beis Medrash, they said the office is in the Rosh Yeshiva's house, Rosh Yeshiva's Cub's kitchen, so go there. So he goes there, he said, "I came for a faher, a test to get into the yeshiva." So Rosh Yeshiva's Cub said, "Okay, here's the first question on your faher. When was the last time you had a meal?" So he said, "I 2 weeks ago, I've been eating scraps." He says, "Okay, let me make you some food." He cooked. The student said, "I never ate so much. I had triples. He ate good. He finished eating. The second question on your faher is, when was the last time you slept in a bed?" He said, "That's also been 2 weeks. I left my house." He goes, "Okay, here's the room." The student said afterwards, he realized it was actually the Rosh Yeshiva's bed. He says, "Sleep. When you wake up, we'll continue on with the faher." When a person understands that they're not just living for themselves, they're living for others, we act differently and we could feel differently. And I think that, and this is what Radovi Grossman was suggesting on Shabbos, the answer to the Ramban's question is this. The Ramban asks, how could it be that you love someone like you love yourself? The answer is, he is yourself. You're just taking your ani and you're widening it and expanding it and making the ani to include others, everyone we come in contact with, and eventually, if we're zocha, for all of Klal Yisrael. It is not an easy thing to do. It takes work. It's not just do more chesed and treat people better and be nicer. It's to really contemplate, what am I living for? What am I about? What's everyone else's role in this world? Can we view all of the Jewish people, ke'eder miguf ha'uma Yisraelis, everyone's another limb, right? We don't throw away a limb. Yes, there are some limbs that are more vital and are more important, but every limb in our body is critical, and to view every person like that. And I'll close with an amazing insight I saw and I don't remember who I saw it in the name of. I thought it was the Chafetz Chaim. I spent around, I don't know, too long trying to find this insight inside, but I'll share it to you outside. And I think this can help us. You know, there's certain people that are hard to bring into our circle, right? We all have the people, either we know them, we don't know them. It's their conduct, it's their attitude, it's their approach. And it's a very nice idea, but certain people we just can't bring to love and to be in our circle. So the Torah tells us, V'haftarecha kamocha, ani Hashem. So why does the Torah end this pasuk with ani Hashem? So the insight I read, I thought it was the Chafetz Chaim, was like this. Imagine a person really doesn't like someone. And he comes to complain. To the rabbi. Rabbi, this person I just don't like. I can't sit next to them. I don't like them. Imagine if the rabbi says, do you know that the most honorable person, the most chashuv person in the community, he really likes this individual. You don't like him? You're misunderstanding him. No, rabbi, you don't get it. He doesn't get it. This person really wronged me. He's wrong. I don't like him. Okay. Do you know that came to me in a dream, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Moshe Feinstein told me this person's a good person. No, rabbi, that's only because Reb Moshe didn't understand. Reb Moshe doesn't understand. He doesn't know. His English isn't so good. This guy's a bad guy. He's a bad person. No. Go back in time. Rashi came to me in a dream. And Rashi said, this individual is a good person and you're misunderstanding them and they're good. You should build a relationship with them. Rashi knows Chumash. Rashi knows a little Gemara. It's people skills, maybe. Finally, the person says, do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo? God himself loves this person. Respects this person. Loves this person. You're not going to love them? That's what the Torah is telling us. V'haf l'recha kamocha. It's hard. You don't like the person? Ani Hashem. I, God, love them. Because Baruch Hu loves every single Jew. You're not gonna love them. And that's maybe an approach to certain people that might be challenging. But we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every person, no matter what they do, no matter what they look like, no matter what their hashkaf is. I mean, Rishayim, that's another conversation, but we're not talking about Rishayim here. So we have to love Hashem, and that's that could be an etzah, a piece of advice of how to get there. So it could be many Rishonim learned that you don't actually have to love anyone in your heart, but that doesn't make it any easier because there's still a lot we have to do and a lot we can't do to fulfill that mitzvah. But there's definitely an Ibn Ezra and probably the Rambam and the Arizal who all say that there is a mitzvah to love. How do we get there? Is to try to think about what is our ani. How narrow or wide is our circle? If we could widen that circle and include others and eventually all of Klal Yisrael into that ani, then we can actually love everyone. And hopefully, before we daven and not more davening, to think about the Haflarecha Kamocha, the world will certainly be a better place because of it. Thank you.